that moment when you remember there's a station that plays the kind of music that makes you feel good.
Okay. Now I get you. That's cool.
94.3 The X. Front Range Alternative.
Numerology. Today is a year six. What does that mean, Marla?
It is. Happy birthday, Libra. And you are in a six personal year. And so right now your six is really, really strong. It's like a full moon. It's been creeping on all year because the six started when 2016 started. And now it's your birthday. So the six is huge. This is your year to reinvent yourself. By that, I mean lose weight, change your look, go shopping, change a habit. It's just, this is you taking care of you, self-nurture year. But what happens is, if you've ever noticed, whenever we start taking care of ourselves, everybody else gets a little bit of jealous around us because we don't give them as much attention.
Right.
So then responsibilities and obligations, and people start wanting more of your time. And so part of your reinventing is to say yes with, you know, with strong conviction, or no, good boundaries. So just be very aware of your limits and your boundaries and take really good care of yourself. But it's a great year for love. It's a great year for loving yourself. It's a great year for learning your boundaries and your limits. Right. So enjoy, because next year you go in a seven.
Oh, the 7 year sucks.
The 7 year.
I hate it.
How do you know? You remember your seven.
Yeah, I at the time, I didn't really know about I mean, I had heard of numerology, but I didn't really know anything about it.
Yeah.
But like counting back and like remembering what I was going through at that time, I'm like, man, okay, so now it all makes sense why I was feeling so off and like reserved and just not like myself. It was definitely
the seven.
Yeah, that 7 year, I know I needed that because
it's
I was going through a lot of change at that time.
Yeah, and I'm in my seven. And I've had my sucky parts this year.
Yeah.
But it really is about growing inside.
Yeah.
And you don't see results outside as much. And so just get ready for your seven. It's not a bad year. It can be kind of depressing.
Yeah.
But it really is more about just when you hit the seven, it's about inner growth, spiritual growth, looking at all your stuff comes up and you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So get ready for that, sixes.
It basically feels like you're in a funk.
Yeah.
Kind of. You don't really know where you're at.
Where you fit.
Yeah.
That's why you want to reinvent yourself in the 6 year, so you have a really strong conviction about who you are, because in the 7 year, you're questioning all that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah,
but
it's
challenging.
Not cool.
Well, my seven's waning off, so I'm feeling much better.
Good.
But when I hit my eight, it's going to be, look out, Molly. It's going to be.
Yeah, the 8 year is like such a relief. And then the 9 year just kind of like changes your whole life.
It's like every other year. It's like good. Oh, not so good. Good. Challenging. Good. Yeah. So just kind of.
Yeah. And it alternates. Every year is what you make of it.
True.
So, you know. Point. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Libras, and enjoy your six. And I guess we're ready for calls,
aren't
we? Yeah,
we're ready for calls. I know someone was calling. We weren't able to get to that, but I'm going to wrap up this Facebook Live video. And if you want to watch that back, it's up there. Shoot us a Facebook message, 94 through the X, or hit us up, 1-800-595-2943. Speaking of like personal years and stuff, you know, I'm going into a 2 year here soon. More like in the springtime, really.
Well, it starts when the year changes, but you'll feel it more as you get 6 months away from your birthday.
Okay.
But
okay,
it does
gotcha.
Start coming on real slow.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, I'm going into year two, all about relationships. And I'm already making steps towards that.
Oh, sweet.
By like meeting more people. I wanted to, I've always, for the last year, I've been thinking about joining or doing like a improv comedy class.
Oh, fun.
And so finally I took the plunge and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this because I want to meet people, get out of my comfort zone and get ready for that 2 years. So I'm already like preparing for that.
Well, cool. Congratulations.
Yeah,
good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
94 through the X. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, this is Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia. What's your question for Marla?
Okay.
If your husband is okay, are you talking about health or just in general?
No, he's passed on.
Oh, he's passed on. Oh, okay. So you want to know if he's made it to the other side and if he's at peace and all of that.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Give me his first name, please.
Michael.
Michael. Okay, let me see if I can tune in to him. Interesting. When I tune into you, one of the ways I use to help me reach the other side is a teeter-totter vision in my head. So I put you on one side and Michael on the other. And I do feel someone who was, I don't know how he passed, but I feel like there was a detachment when he died, or there was it was like a separation of, like, it's interesting the way they're showing it to me, and I'm trying to put in words while I'm trying to get the feeling, because sometimes it takes a while to get the feeling in. And I just feel like he let go. Does that make sense? He just let go. And I also feel he did make it. I mean, you know, some people worry that their loved one is a earthbound spirit, which we call ghost, or if they made it to the other side, which means they're a spirit. And he is a spirit, and it's funny, he's showing me food that he misses, and I'm seeing pizza, and I'm seeing, does that make sense? Do you really like pizza? Okay, I'm seeing like pizza and sandwiches, and I'm just feeling, I don't know if he was a meat guy, a lot of guys are meat and potatoes, but just feels to be pizza and sandwiches with lots of meat, like salami and pepperoni, and I'm also seeing beer. Did he like beer?
Sometimes.
It's something, and it's not a coffee. It looks, it's in a glass, and it looks, now it could be a hard drink, but it looks like frothy, which of course sodas can be frothy too a little bit. But anyway, he likes soda.
He liked Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Okay, I guess I could see that as beer in my head because it's a light colored. Okay, but and it fizzes a bit. Let's see what else I get. I also feel worried. Now, on the other side, we don't really have feelings other than love, but I do feel that he watches over you. I don't feel worried, but I feel like he's in really strong attention for your family right now, or attendance. One of the two words. In other words, I don't know if there's something going on right now, but he's very protective right now, and I just feel him hovering more. How long has he been gone?
He passed away like 5 months ago.
Oh, very recent. No wonder he's still hovering. Okay. When we pass, now this is my interpretation, everyone's is different. When we pass, we do hover for a bit, meaning it can be months, sometimes up to a year. And hover means we don't ascend fully. We stay around loved ones and we kind of watch over, protect, make sure that they get to a place of where the grief is not so overwhelming. And then once they feel everyone's kind of adjusted a bit, then they ascend to the next level. And so he's hovering still. So he still feels that you or other people in the family are still needing his, even if you can't feel him, you're still needing his energy around in a very physical way. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But
he is okay, and he is going to ascend, but right now he's still pretty hovering. So he is a spirit. Just talk to him all the time. He can hear you. If you want to just give me your house numbers, don't give me the full address. I can look at your house and tell you where he is in your house if you'd like to know.
Okay.
Just give me house number.
8408.
8408. Okay. Let me just look at that. When I walk in your front door, as if I'm just going in and I'm looking at the whole house in front of me, I feel like he is on the right. Now, I don't know what's to the right of the front door, but it feels to be more to the right initially. And then I also go, no, it's more up front, more to the right and to the front. What's that? What room is that?
It's my younger son's room.
Okay. He seems to be hanging in there quite a bit, not all the time, because they move throughout the house, of course, but I feel like he likes hanging in that room. Is there some special reason?
Which is weird.
Why?
It's weird because my daughter, which is his daughter, it's his only daughter, she tells me that she sees him in there.
In that room?
He's only three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's double validation. She sees him and I feel him in there. So If you want to feel him, even if you can't see him, you all go in that room and play, okay? And just, you know, just go enjoy, and maybe put a picture of him up in there if there isn't already, and something of his favorite, you know. Go eat pizza in that room. Oh, he'd love it. Take a pizza and eat it in that room. Okay? That would be hysterical. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's 94.3 The X. Who's this?
This is Margaret.
Hey, Margaret. What's your question for Marla?
I just need to know about love and work.
All right.
Okay. Just, right. Those are some of the biggest questions we get. But hey, that's life down here.
Big questions, for sure.
All right. I don't know if I can combine them. If you had to choose which one, depending on how many calls we get, which one is most important?
Love.
Okay. All right. Let me look at love first, just in case. Or Margaret. Okay. Abundance. Okay. Well, you're on the right path. We do pull a path card that shows that you are in the right place for love to come. Oh, wow. You have, unless you're a Cancer, what's your sign?
No, I'm not a Cancer.
Okay. Then you actually have a soulmate coming. Because the Cancer card for me is the soulmate card. And you pulled it at the very end. So there is a soulmate coming your way, which means it's someone that you have a very deep connection with. And when we meet a soulmate, we're instant friends, or we have this recognition of each other, right? And we can't explain it. So you have someone coming. He's not going to come right away. I get Hangman before that. And Hangman means be patient, work on yourself, take some time. If I had to say when you could meet this person, it feels to be next year, anywhere from February to May in that time frame. So kind of spring, because we kind of start feeling spring in the late February here. So you got someone coming, keep working on yourself, look at your core values. It's always important. We all seem to forget about our values. And when we meet the special guy or the special woman, we kind of throw everything out the window because we want to impress them. Mm-hmm. Remember your core values, what's really important. So when you meet him or her, when you meet this person, you know that they match, you know, your values, like what type of spirituality or religion do you want? Do they like kids? Are they honest? Do they believe in monogamy and commitment? You know, there's so many core values. So look at that and then have those embedded in you. So when you meet this person, you'll know, okay, they match my core values. Okay.
Okay.
And we're not going to get a chance to do the career. Maybe you can try and call back in a bit. We got a lot of calls coming in. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Thanks a lot, Margaret.
Alternative for the Front Range.
He got to open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
At the beginning of the hour, we were talking about numerology, as we always do. Today, you're in a personal year 6. Well, I had Linda message me, actually personally on Facebook. I don't know Linda, but she sent it to my other Facebook page. And she said, good morning. Today's my birthday, and I want to know what my spirit animal is, and also if she could get a cold reading.
Very
for
cool.
Her future ahead.
It's interesting. I think there's such a thing, but I'm seeing it's a white, and I want to say, are there such a thing as white foxes? Snow fox. Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
It's a white fox. Exist. Yeah, because at first I thought, you know, weasels turn white in the wintertime with a little black tip on the tail. Uh-huh. But this was a fox with the really big pointy ears, and it's all white. Wow. So I think, I don't know what region of the world, but the I think Arctic there is such a thing something. As a, yeah, huh. I think there's such a thing as a snow fox, but it's a white fox.
A white fox.
It's just beautiful.
That
and I've
awesome.
Never seen a white fox as a spirit animal.
That
so
it's very majestic.
Way to go, Linda. You've got a very unusual spirit animal.
That's really cool.
Very cool.
And also a cold reading for
her. Oh,
a
cold reading for her because it's her birthday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's in a 6 year. We already talked about that. And let's see. Okay. So, Linda, initially, I know you're not a Virgo. I'm pulling Virgo, which means quiet time. I don't know if you get enough alone time. If you do, then you're getting too much. If you don't, then you're not getting enough. This is just, it's like one or the other, and I'm not sure which. I'm more likely to say you don't get enough alone time, so you need to spend more time doing what you love, getting peace and quiet, whether it's soaking in the bathtub, going out in nature for a walk or a hike, or just giving yourself a time out in your bedroom if you have kids. But you do need some more alone time. Mm-hmm. You are on path as well. I pulled the path card for you, which shows that, now we're always on path, but oftentimes we're off on a detour. And detours, what I mean is when ego comes in and says, I'm going to make this happen. And then you go off and you get your ego involved. This is for everybody. You get your ego involved and you go off on this real weird detour. And then you come back in alignment after you go through the lesson. I show that you just finished a lesson and you are now back in alignment with your spiritual path. So if you choose to go off in a detour, you can, but the way to stay on your path is to get more alone time. There is some change coming. I feel either a move or buying and selling something, like when you move, you usually buy and or sell a house, something like that. But I do show a change in your finances because you're buying or selling or something like that. It could also be a job change, moving jobs, things like that. It comes on quite suddenly, but it is very beneficial. I see lots of gain financially, emotionally, spiritually for you if you do move and or change jobs. You're coming off some relationship issues, or you've been working through some, and that's going to get better. This is more about you taking care of you, having really good boundaries. You're learning that in your sixth year already, because we just talked about that. But for the most part, everything looks really good. If there is a relationship issue going on, do not beat yourself up for that. Do not be too hard on yourself, because this shows you tend to beat yourself up in a way that is detrimental to your own self-esteem. So hang in there. Only own what part of the relationship that is yours, and don't take on too much. But for the most part, it looks really good. I like the changes coming your way. Okay, Linda?
Awesome. That was for Linda on Facebook, 94.3 The X. If you have a question, but you can't call in, that is always an option. Just shoot us that message or comment on our Facebook Live video. It's not upside down this time, or sideways, or whatever it was months ago. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Hi, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex. What's your question for Marla? Also, do you have the radio on, or are you on speakerphone?
Turn it off.
Okay, thank cool.
You. There,
awesome.
I turned it off.
That's much better. What's your question for Marla?
My question is, I've been adamant to getting an answer because I don't know if I'm in the right field. So it's definitely like what's ahead of like career I'm supposed to be in.
Okay.
What looks good for me.
So you want to know if you're in the right place as far as career goes.
Yes.
Are you in alignment with your soul's purpose? Okay. Let's see what that
yes.
is. Okay. All right. Pulling Capricorn. Yes or no?
Yes.
Are you a Capricorn? Okay. Perfect.
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So then we definitely have that in alignment. Okay, my dear. Hang on. You are... There's the Capricorn card. But with this queen here, there's mm-hmm. some insecurities that are showing up in your current career path. It feels like
yes.
there's something that's mm-hmm. not quite, as you said, you know, you wanted to know if you're in the right path. I'm seeing that there's going to be some change coming in your career. You need to give it a little bit of time and a little bit more thought.
Okay.
But
okay.
I pull the pregnancy card, and unless you're pregnant, okay, that tells me no.
Oh my
good.
God.
Then
I've been talking about wanting to get pregnant, but financially we just can't right
okay.
now.
Okay. So,
yeah.
But well,
that's funny. Oh my gosh, that you just said that. That's
that kind of answers my question. So it's one of two things then. Either pregnancy comes in and that becomes your priority and you don't worry about your job as much, because when you're pregnant, you know, most women do take a few weeks or months off. Sometimes they stay
right.
home for a long time
right.
to be the caregiver of the child or children.
Right.
So that could throw off your career in a good way, or
okay.
or in 9 months or less, you will change
okay.
jobs.
Okay. Well, I can, and I love to work with people. So is it something that, is it another job that I will be working with people? Because I can't be in the office. So I'm like, I need to be working with people and helping people.
It feels to be more, I'm going to use the word social, and it
good.
Feels to be
good.
More, what's the word I want to use? Proactive or busy. So I would say, yeah, helping people or doing something
okay.
that makes you feel fulfilled. So
okay.
Again, like I said, if you don't get pregnant, then in 9 months or less, you have a new job or a change, start doing a little bit more research. If you see or hear of a job that someone has and you go, you know, I could do that, then look at how you can start working towards that or something like that. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
You too.
It's 94.3 The X. Who's this?
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul. What's your question from Marla?
So, hi, Marla. Hi, Molly. I know both of you. We've met before.
My God.
Yeah.
And your changes happened like I said they did, didn't they?
Amen. So, I'll catch everybody up. Marla did a cold reading on me about, I don't know, it was in the winter, and she said, you have a lot of money on the way. And then I got fired.
Awkward.
I said your job was going to change, didn't I?
Right, and that made way for the vehicle that can actually deliver that money, because my old job, you can't make money.
Right.
This one, you can. So I just wanted to call and, you know, say, hey, Tortuga checking in to say, how do you like me now?
Paul, I saw that you just sold a house. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Are you
awesome.
Good for a loan?
Yep. Give me a call.
Just kidding. Well, congratulations on your changes. That's great.
Yeah, it was very exciting. You know, it's kind of hard to accept the change initially. Yeah. But then it was like, wait a minute. Like, this is probably, you know, making way.
Yeah. Wait, that's a great attitude. It's a great thing that you bring up. Because oftentimes, when we have change, we don't like it. But it's like, well, you asked for this. You just didn't know it was going to happen this way.
Right.
Right. You're like, I want something different. It doesn't always show up the way you want it to show up or you'd script it.
Right. Right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I was just wondering if you hopefully have the same feeling now as you
did. That you're still going to be rolling in money? Okay.
Well, you know, abundance, perhaps.
Okay. Let's see what's going on or coming up for Paul. Like I said, last time I read you was, I think it was like January last year.
Right.
Really
right.
Close. And I kept saying, man, pretty soon you've got a job change coming. Now, I didn't know you were going to get fired, but hey, you know.
Me neither.
But we did pull that. I think it was the death card we pulled. And sometimes that does mean let go.
That's right.
Or... Okay. So you still have money around you. I like that. I do show there are some changes coming. Still, and you need to, what you've learned, you need to let go of expectations. So how these changes fall into place is mainly just keep letting go, trust your inner spirit, trust yourself, your God self, whatever you want to call it, your inner spirit, because nothing is going to happen to you that you can't handle. And so there's one, you to summon up your strength, dreams coming true with self-esteem growing, there is some fear or worry in the environment around you. So I don't know if your family or if someone around you is showing more fear, but it does show that there could be like a, what's the word I want to use? It's like a hurry up and scramble kind of thing. So whatever this change is that's coming towards you, it may come in quickly. You may have to get all your ducks in a row or really be juggling a lot. It can be kind of scary for others around you, but for the most part, gosh, I've got two strength cards, meaning you really can handle this. You've got all the wherewithal to do it. It's a different, it may be a different type of work, but similar. Like some things are very familiar. Other parts are very different. But it looks really, really good. Are you laughing?
Yes, I am.
Because does this fit?
Oh, totally. And you know, I really have learned that those unexpected things, those curveballs, are the spice, you know? So, like, when these things come and I know they're unexpected, it's just like, just relax, man. Just ride the rapids because it's kind of fun.
There you go. I love that attitude. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and Molly, the station sounds great. Music is awesome, and the show sounds great. So I wanted to reach
out.
Thanks a lot for taking some time with me.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Have a good one. It's 94.3.
He just dropped off there.
Yeah, I think he just dropped off.
Hey, you
that
know,
was cool, though.
A radio dude knows how to get off the air in time. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. He ended the call for me, made it easy.
The Front Range is home for new music discovery. 94.3 The X.
We had kind of an update from Jacob on Facebook saying he had messaged us late February asking about him and his wife are they going to get pregnant again? Well, he gave us an update saying that they're unable to get pregnant, but they're adopting. So, you know, it's hard to say. We've had so many pregnancy calls.
I don't remember. I do, you know, sometimes I can tell people, yes, I see a pregnancy in the woman's belly big. Other times I just say I see children or a child.
So So that could mean adoption.
Exactly. And I don't recall the conversation completely.
Right.
But
yeah, so it's hard
congratulations,
to say.
Jacob. That's awesome. A baby's coming.
Yeah, very cool.
And yay.
Yeah, we always love getting updates from people, whether good or bad. This one from Sarah, it's not necessarily bad, but she messaged us a couple months ago asking about her career. She says she's still hitting some walls and is wondering if, you know, she says that I feel like this is a message that I need to change something, but I'm stuck trying to figure out what I need to change.
Well, let's look at that real quick.
So just a reading on career.
Ooh. Well, right off the bat, Sarah, I pull the disappointment and the fear card. So oftentimes we get in our own way. We do sometimes with our thinking or our attitudes. We tend to sometimes either create the detour that I talked about earlier in the hour where we try to control something, or our own fear, apprehension, self-esteem can sometimes cause things to be either delayed or just kind of stalled out. And so I am pulling the control card. I don't know. I guess to me, I would say there's things that are out of your control and you need to let go and just accept whatever's going on today. Accept the situation as it is. You don't have to like it, but just try to put on, you know, a happy face. You don't have to fake it, but at least accept your job as it is, the coworkers, whatever the issues are, and just try to make peace with that. When you do that, when you take the high road, because I get the priestess, which means take the high road, when you can let go, then things start shifting. I get the Taurus card, and that means transformation. But it's followed by the weight card. So you are clearly being tested. And what Spirit's trying to do, I get the path card again, third time today, but it's in a position of future. So whatever's going on with this stall out, this control, these things that are delaying your growth, you're being kind of like what Paul said earlier, you know, the curveball comes in and you have to be okay with it. And so you're being given a curveball and it's getting you back in alignment with your spirit. And there's a lot of self-esteem stuff going on. Oh, and I pull Virgo, which means wait again, unless she's a Virgo. Does she say that?
I don't see anything from previous messages.
So if you're not a Virgo, then there definitely is some weight. Something has to be completed where you're at now, whether it's a lesson or something that you're working on. There's completion that has to take place for the Queen, which is you.
She is not a Virgo.
Okay, so then this means wait. So unfortunately, Sarah, you're going to have to make peace with where you're at for a little while longer. Accept it. Know that Spirit's trying to complete something, help you through a lesson, and just make peace and do your best. Follow the Four Agreements. We've talked about that book many, many times on this show. Mm-hmm. Is to always do your best. Your word is impeccable. Never assume and don't take things personally. If you can follow those four things, and better yet, go get the book, The Four Agreements, you can live a spiritually guided life and you can make this work until Spirit decides to move you. If I had to give you a timeline, it feels like spring. So
initially, it seems like it's so far away because you've told me certain things will maybe happen in the spring. But, you know, it's real. I mean, look at how quickly this whole year has flown
by.
Springtime is going to be here before we know it.
And plenty of time for her to work on herself, to do some self-care, whether it's taking a class, do something you love. If you don't like your job, then do something else you love outside of work to compensate for that. Yeah. And that will help your self-esteem grow. Kind of like what Molly's doing. She's spreading her wings, taking a class. So everybody, you know, if you're not happy in your life, do something that you do love to do, a hobby, a project, school, go join a meetup group. Do mm-hmm. something for yourself so that you start enjoying your life a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. That's super, super important. Psychic Marla Mitchell on 94.3 The X at 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X. Who's this?
Jade.
Hey, Jade. What's your question for Marla?
I just wanted to know if she could just do a cold reading.
Yeah. Cold reading. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see what we get. Okay. The darn Virgo card likes today. Are you a Virgo? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So that tells me. And then I pull Cancer. Are you a Cancer?
I
yes or no?
I am a Cancer.
Okay. Yes. Wonderful. I also pull pregnancy. Are you pregnant?
No.
I always laugh because
you never know what answer you're going to get.
For a woman, you know, it's like, whoa, pregnant. Right. Now, that's happened before. I've told people they're pregnant before they knew they were pregnant. And it's always quite funny when my clients come and I say, oh, congratulations. And they roll their eyes. Okay. So for you, the pregnancy card is absolutely timing. We'll get to that in a minute. But for right now, I see that there's a battle of wills or a battle of the ego going on with you, whether it's someone in your life that is very controlling, demanding, egotistical. There's something that you're learning from this person because people in our lives are teachers. And what they show us, that makes sense when I say that?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can't control, you can't. You can, if you want, play the game with this person, but it doesn't serve you well to be egoic back or play the, whether it's passive aggressive or whatever little games this person plays. Don't engage. Just know that it's a lesson. And, the sooner you can just start taking the high road and quit playing that game with this person, the more happiness comes in your life. I also see, interesting enough, it could be a new job or a new opportunity at work. I'm pulling the Magician with Ace of Pentacles, and that means there's something magically that could happen or fall on your lap through work or some kind of money and income. Do you work outside the home?
No.
Okay.
But I wanted to say that Virgo is my ex-husband.
And is he the control freak? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't respond back in any way. So I've been taking the high road all the time. So,
keep doing that. Now there's a way that there could be more money coming towards you. Does that make sense?
That would be great.
Whether it's
asking the universe for more and thanking, you know, the universe for providing for my children and I. So that would be really nice. Thank you.
Well, what I'm wondering real quick before I let you go is, are you thinking of getting a job sometime next year?
Yeah, I'm looking for a job and just new opportunities. You know, I'm wanting maybe to sell my house and I just kind of want to know what my path is because I'm kind of open, but don't really know, you know, the right path or, you know, to get on my journey of life.
Okay.
So I just want to know if there's a guy in the future or selling my house or, you know, what you see for me.
Well, that's a lot of questions and this is a very short show, but I will say you do have a job coming next year. That's that pregnancy card. So within 9 months, you could be, that's the money I see coming in, Ace of Pentacles with the Magician. You will magically be put in a job. It could be working from home, but you're going to be earning some money next year on your own. If you don't know what to do, just start looking at things that really bring you joy, whether the last caller said, you know, she really enjoyed people. Another person maybe like working by themselves in a cubicle. Just kind of look at what your gifts are. Ask your friends what they think you'd be good at doing and just do some research. But you do have a job coming next year. And it feels like early summer, like June, you might start that job. So just put out the prayer or the mantra, how can I serve? Those four words. Every day, you can do it as a prayer or you can just say, you know, when you have a spare moment and you're unloading the dishwasher, just say, how can I serve? And just kind of let your mind run through just different things. But whenever we open that up to spirit, how can I serve? Then it's like the angels and all our guides and everyone hears that and they says, oh, she's ready. Let's start giving her some signs. Okay?
Nice. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot, Jade.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. It's 94 through the X. Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio. 1-800-595-2943. Got about 10 more minutes. So if you want to call us, please do. real quick, I've got to read this Facebook message. But while I'm reading this, tell us about, do you have workshops coming up? How can people get in touch with you?
I could sing a song. No, I'm kidding.
The stage is all yours, Marla.
I have a masterclass, Reiki masterclass, coming up in October on the 22nd. You need to be a level 2 certified to take this class. And a masterclass is a fun class. If you've been thinking about it, if you've taken Reiki before, you know that Reiki does change and shift and help you grow spiritually. It helps increase your intuition, and everyone has psychic gifts. They just don't want to either use them or they don't acknowledge them. It's just a really heightened intuition. So learning Reiki does heighten that for you. And if you are a level 2, when you go to master, you're going to learn some more cool stuff. We work with crystals and we do a thing called psychic surgery. It's very fun. Cool. It's my favorite class to teach. So all you level 2s, if you want to take a master class, October 22nd, if you're not even Reiki trained and you want to learn Reiki, you can still contact me because I do teach, you know, beginners and all the other classes. Once a month, I'll teach a Reiki class. My number is 970-223-3457, and my website is marlamitchell.com.
Very cool. Yeah. MarlaMitchell.com. All right. Now I see this. This question we got on Facebook, 943TheX. Taylor is going through a really hard time, struggling with making a life-changing decision. Do you have any insight in which direction to choose? So kind of, I guess, just like a cold reading.
Okay. Let's see.
She's struggling with something.
Okay. Now, first, let me just say, as I flip cards, when we have a life-changing decision, even a small decision, one of the best ways to do it is to kind of put it out there like we talked about last week, where you can just say, first of all, what I told the lady before, how can I serve? And then another thing you can do is if you have an idea, like one or the other, two choices that you're trying to choose between, you get out of your head and you say, if I wasn't afraid, what would I do? If there wasn't all this fear or anger or worry about money or worry what people think or whatever's causing the fear, if you can let all that go, because that's your head talking, not your heart, and your head is your ego. If you can get out of your head and ask your heart, what would I do if I wasn't scared? What would I do if I wasn't worried? Then usually that answer comes through very clear. If you get an I don't know, then you need to wait because you need more signs. But I flipped some cards for Taylor, and she pulled the death card. Hmm. Now, this means she's going to die. It means something major is coming, and she is going to make this decision. And she's been waiting for a while. I see a lot of patience in her past. Unless she's a Sag, I just show a lot
of... She's a Libra.
She's the Libra. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I got Pisces and Scorpio and Aries. So all these major cards... Oh, I got another one, too. One, two, three, four. I've got 6 major cards, which means this is life-altering.
Yeah, when there's you pull, a lot going on.
Yeah, that many majors. So you will make the right choice, not without a little bit of drama. So don't worry what other people think. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I heard a funny quote the other day, and it said, if you worry about what other people think, why do you even think at all? Right? It's like, why do your thoughts matter?
Yeah.
If you care what everybody else thinks, it's like, use your own thoughts. Go with what works for you and don't pay attention to what everybody else says. You need to be very assertive about this change, and it's going to bring abundance, pleasure, and ultimate joy. It looks really good.
That sounds amazing.
Just take your fear out of the equation, Taylor, and go for it. Timeline, it feels like you could do this before the end of the year.
Wow. That's
and if really that's quick. Too soon, it feels like before spring. But I do feel like it can happen very quickly.
Do you think it could happen during the Scorpio
Oh, because
time?
Of the death card?
Because of the death card?
That's a good question.
Because that's really quick.
Yeah, Scorpio starts in end of October. It could be. I feel like it's more around the holidays, first of the year, but it's up to Taylor.
Wow.
If she can get everyone else out of her head and listen to her own heart.
Yeah, and that can be really tough sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't know what the issue is, but...
It's big.
There are some, you know, especially if it's a big personal thing that's going on and there's other people involved, it's definitely easy to take other people into account.
And there's nothing wrong with getting other opinions, mm-hmm. but ultimately you have to go with what feels right for you.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. It's 94.3 The X Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio at 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Hi, this is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, what's your question for Marla?
I was just wondering if I could get a cold reading.
Sure.
Most popular reading out there.
It
yes.
is, yes. And then it turns into something about love.
Yeah.
Is there a guy?
Because cold readings are often very high level. They don't get too specific.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a good way to start a session, which is what I do totally. When you come to my office and you get a personal reading with me. We start with a cold reading and that breaks the ice. A lot of people come and they're very nervous and
right.
very scared. I'm going to tell them something bad.
Yeah.
And so cold reading is good. Now for you, my dear, I also pull pregnancy in the same place as the last caller. Are you pregnant?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay. So this is also this is a timeline and it could also mean new job. Let me get to that. Major card, you've got a lot of responsibility going on. You've got a lot of things that you are, I don't want to call it obligations, but there's a lot of things that you are in charge of, are very responsible for, and you can do this. You are the superwoman. You can do it all. I don't know if you feel that way, but I just see a lot of confidence and a lot of things that you are very in charge of, so to speak. I do show love at the root of all this. So relationship must be good, or at least there's a lot of things that you're doing that you're very deeply in love with or that you love doing. You have more pleasure. I mean, these cards are awesome. You've got more good things coming your way. I show financial gain, friendships, everything blooming. I also pull the card of the artist. So I don't know if you have a hobby or a thing that you do, if you do something with your hands or very creative, because that shows to be very beneficial. It could also just be falling in love again or more. And it's just really, really nice projection of what's coming your way. Pregnancy card means 9 months or less. So one thing that this could actually be is the love in your life gets a new job.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't know if you're looking for a job. If you are, then you get a job, but it's 9 months out. So it's either you or the love in your life gets a better job or gets a promotion, but it looks really, really good. It's going to be next year, though, like spring, April, May-ish, where this money comes in. It could be a tax return. Hey.
Oh,
that'd be lovely.
That'd be nice.
That would be really nice to get a huge tax return. But for the most part, it looks really good. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, you, Courtney. It's 94.3 The X. Who's this?
This is Pisces Todd.
Hey, Todd. How's it going? Long time no talk.
Right? How are you doing?
Pretty well. What do you have a question for Marla or an update?
I do have a question.
What's her name?
Right. actually, I had the other day a bird actually flew in, because I drive truck, and I had a bird flying into my cabin, land on my leg, which is really
weird.
So I wanted to find out
if that was like a sign.
Did it poop on your leg?
No, it didn't.
I had to ask if it left you a present. Okay. Sorry. There's some comedy for you. Yeah, that is pretty fluky. Let me just kind of tune in and see if that was a spirit or what.
Okay.
Were you literally driving or sitting parked?
I was sitting parked.
You were sitting parked. Okay. And what did you do when the bird landed on your leg? Did you watch it? Did you shoo it away?
You know, I kind of started moving around. I was trying to get out of the truck because I kind of freaked out myself.
As most people probably would.
You know, if anything, I don't feel like it was a specific soul person on the other side or spirit. It does feel to be more like of a sign. To me, you know, I try to look for signs in a lot of things. Some things are just, they just happen. It feels like this was more of just a pay attention. Keep your eyes on the road. It just feels to be, and just, I hate to use a cliche, keep on trucking. It just feels like it was more validation. Mom is cracking up here. I should go to that comedy class with you.
Keep on trucking.
But I don't think anything specific like a warning or anything like that. It feels to be more like you're doing good. Keep up the good work is what it feels like.
Awesome. I just wanted to double check.
Okay, and especially since it didn't crap on you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Right.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, right, Todd. Thank it's 94 through the X. Real quick, who's this?
Melody.
Hey, Melody, what's your question for Marla?
I was just hoping for a cold reading.
Okay. Sure. Let's see what we get for Melody. If we get that pregnancy card again, holy crap. All right. Because I am shuffling and cutting cards here, and it loves today. Let's see what we get. Okay. I'm pulling Sagittarius, Gemini. Any of those you?
No.
Okay, fine. No pregnancy, so you can breathe easy. Everybody's off the hook today on that one. Okay. We have abundance and growth. So your friends, look to your friends, look to your comrades, look to your coworkers. There's a lot of support that's coming in for you right now, and you will gain a lot of more wisdom and insights through your friendships. So it's really a good time to build and work on friendships and relationships. You are on path. I get the path card, which shows that you're not on a detour right now. You're definitely right in alignment with your soul's purpose until the next lesson comes in. They're asking you to be more patient. Do you have trouble with patience?
No, not at all.
Really? What's your sign?
No, yes, I do. Pisces.
Pisces. Okay. Yeah. So you're just working on patience and taking things as they come. I just have to ask, in the recent, like last 6 months, maybe a little more, you made a major decision. What was that about? A major choice. Was it a relationship issue?
Yes.
Okay. They're just showing that whatever that decision was, it was right on. Okay. Even if it was hard or scary or difficult, it was right on. So that got you back in alignment with your path. You have some really good stuff coming, but also some, what is it? Paul said curveball coming. So you have, magician coming in. You're manifesting like crazy, but you need to really work on your self attitude. You tend to be your own worst enemy, beating yourself up a lot, being hard on yourself. And they're saying no need. You are doing great. You made a really important choice and decision, and it got you back on path. Just keep asking yourself, what am I learning? What's going on inside of me? What are people showing me about my attitude? Cause everyone's a mirror for us. And then, you do have another choice coming, or at least it's a result of what you chose recently. No, I take that back. You do have another choice coming. I just pulled one more card. So this is a minor decision coming up, and it feels to be before the end of the year, and then it's going to come again in the spring. So you get like a leapfrog effect, two choices or a choice that causes another choice in the next 6 to 7 months, you're going to make some more changes, but it's for the better because I get the wealth card. And use your intuition to make these decisions. Take fear out of the equation. You can ask your friends' opinions, but don't let it dictate what your choice is. But you do have a couple more choices coming. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
And you're going to be fine. It's going to be good. Just trust your intuition, trust your gut, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Marla.
Thank you, Melody.
Thank you. It is 94 through the X, and we've run out of time with psychic Marla Mitchell. One more time, though, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do so? Or maybe take one of your workshops.
Yeah, 970-223-3457. And my website's marlamitchell.com.
Awesome. We'll see you again next week, Marla.
I'll be here.
Bye.